Afterward to section 33. Prudence Island, Narragansett Bay. After weeks of rain, the sun is out, and my cousin is guiding me through the woods along a rock wall built nearly four centuries ago by our first ancestor in the New World, Roger Williams. He was a theologian whose quest for liberty of conscience transformed America. Banished from the Massachusetts Bay Colony for his view that government must be separate from religion, he spent the winter of 1636 in the wilderness, and then he settled in what would become the country's smallest state, Rhode Island, to undertake an experiment in living in freedom according to the dictates of individual conscience, which included outlawing slavery, welcoming people of different faiths, and preaching to Native Americans in their own tongue. On a sea voyage to London to secure a patent for this land, he wrote an acclaimed book, A Key to the Language of America, a compendium of Indian customs, words, and phrases, which assumed that the original inhabitants of the land were equal to the colonists. Williams had a gift for languages, and he knew that any true exchange begins with listening. Thus he listened to his neighbors, whose intricate social system and intimate knowledge of their surroundings offered a model for a sustainable relationship between people, places, and things, a model that appears again in much different form in Song of Myself. I am carrying a pocket-sized edition of Leaves of Grass, and as I follow my cousin over fallen trees and up a rise where drifting sand has covered the wall, it occurs to me that I hold in my hand another key to the language of America. In the abundance of images, inflections, and sounds catalogued in the 33rd section, the longest of the poem, Whitman celebrates the true wealth of the land. Everything counts. I am afoot with my vision, he says, and what he takes in, wherever the human heart beats with terrible throes under its ribs, are emblems of the world's diversity, panther and rattlesnake, corn and flax, newlyweds, white-topped mountains and the wreck of a steamship, an old artillerist, a dying general. See the invisible through the visible is the essence of faith, which Roger Williams thought would only flourish free of governmental interference, hence the political system he devised based on the biblical injunction to distinguish between what is owed to Caesar and what to God. It is also central to Whitman's determination to honor everything, native and foreign, old and new. I take part, he declares. I see and hear the whole. A cultural order still coming into being, the outlines of which my ancestor may have glimpsed in the wilds of the New World. Now my cousin turns toward me, beaming.